This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced that the U.S. forces in Iraq will end their combat duties within months. He made the announcement Monday during a White House visit from Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Speaking to reporters, Biden said the new role for American troops in Iraq will be, quote, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS, or the Islamic State group, as it arises. Biden declined to say how many U.S. troops will remain there. Currently, there are about 2,500 troops stationed in Iraq. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters just ahead of the Oval Office meeting, quote, this is a shift in mission. It is not a removal of our partnership or our presence or our close engagement with Iraqi leaders. The emphasis, officials say, will remain on ensuring there's not a repeat of what occurred 7 years ago when the Islamic State group swept through Mosul and tens of thousands of foreign fighters poured into Iraq and neighboring Syria. Iraqi government forces nearly collapsed, and there were dozens of suicide bombings monthly. The United States and Iraq agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, which had begun in 2015, and focused on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. They did not announce a timeline for completing the transition. Monday's White House meeting came amid continued attacks against U.S. military positions in Iraq that the United States blames on Iran-linked militias. On July 24th, a pro-Iranian militia commander issued a statement threatening to attack U.S. forces inside the country and calling for a withdrawal of troops. A drone attack Saturday hit a military base in Iraqi Kurdistan that hosts American troops. This is VOA News. Lebanese businessman and former Prime Minister Najib Mikati secured enough votes in parliamentary consultations on Monday to be designated the head of the government again. His designation as prime minister after veteran Sunni Muslim politician Saad al-Hariri abandoned attempts at forming a cabinet earlier this month. Hariri gave up after 9 months of deadlock with the president of Lebanon. The political squabbling has left Lebanon without effective government, as the country has sunk deeper into economic crisis. The United States is concerned about developments in Tunisia and urged calm in the country on Monday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki added that the United States is in touch with senior Tunisian leaders. Tunisia's young democracy faces its worst crisis in a decade after President Kais Saied ousted the government and suspended parliament with help from the army. The move has been condemned as a coup by the main parties, including Islamists. His action followed months of deadlock and disputes, pitting him against Prime Minister Hichem Mechichi. Meanwhile, the police raided the Tunis offices of broadcaster Al Jazeera and ordered it to shut down. Head of Al Jazeera, Lafti Haji, said officers carried out the raid without providing judicial permission. Haji says he fears this could mean a return of measures that were against the freedom of the press. Chinese companies with shares traded on American stock exchanges are facing significant challenges from political leaders in both Washington and Beijing. New regulations in both countries will make it much harder for other companies to follow in their footsteps, restricting access to billions of the dollars in funding that helped grow internet retail giant Alibaba, the online gaming firm Tencent, and until recently, China Telecom. In Beijing, regulators have signaled they plan to scrutinize domestic firms that want to list their shares abroad, particularly when those businesses collect data on Chinese consumers. Experts say this is causing many Chinese firms to reconsider plans to sell their shares on exchanges outside of China. At the same time, the Biden administration is moving forward with plans to implement a 2020 law that would force foreign companies to delist from U.S. exchanges unless U.S. regulators are allowed to verify their financial audits at least once every 3 years. And thousands of homes in Northern California are under threat from two wildfires that recently merged, as dozens of other fires continue to burn across the western United States. Officials say more than 10,000 homes are under threat. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.